1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl, Ebby J, coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J Podcast. It's your girl, Ebby J, coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl, Ebby J. It's your girl, Ebby J. One thing's for sure, we are definitely all in this together. What's going on, everyone? It's your girl, Ebby J, coming at you with another podcast episode. I know it's been a while, and I know I've been saying that for the past few episodes, but listen, I'm trying to get through this pandemic just like the rest of you, so give a girl some grace. How are you guys doing out there? I mean, it has definitely been a whirlwind. So many changes, so many things happening in this world, and honestly, we are all going through it, so it's not one person that's not affected or impacted by what's going on with this pandemic. Do you see how quickly life has changed for us? The things that we took for granted in our day-to-day, so much has changed. Everything from taking your kids to school, going to work, going to the grocery store, receiving delivery packages to your house. So many things have changed. It's not the same anymore. And I honestly don't know if we will ever go back to what we knew. But I do know for sure that we are experiencing our new normal. And it is time for all of us to get adjusted and continue to live and plan accordingly. I was telling a girlfriend of mine, you know, she was like scared to go outside and anxious, rightfully so. And one thing I did and what I had to do and what I shared with her was I had to pray. I really had to ask God to help me figure out how to navigate these changes. You know, I can't live in fear. I'm not going to live in fear. I still have to go on about my day to day differently, but I still have to get groceries. I still, you know, want to take my daughter outside to play. I still want to try to find what normalization I can find in this situation, which is really, really hard because the things that we've done our whole entire lives has totally shifted. I mean, when you think about getting groceries, like, did you ever think that you would have to wear a mask and gloves and bring disinfectant and basically like disinfect yourself and your groceries when you came into the house? Did you ever think on just your regular day to day when you went to drop your kid off that you would not be able to walk them into their classroom because the school is on lockdown, rightfully so, but you won't even be able to like take your kids into school? And then how about some of us who pulled our kids out of school out of fear, out of concern, rightfully so, but those of us who had to make the choice to send our children back to school in order for us to continue to work and do the things that we need to do to provide for our families. Everybody has hard and difficult decisions to make in this season. No one is exempt. And that is the difference between things that have happened in the past and things that are happening now. Usually when you hear about a natural disaster or a pandemic, it's in a certain space. Like it's over like earthquakes or fires are in Cali and things are in hurricanes or in the Caribbean or wherever they are. But this thing that we are going through right now, this pandemic is global. It's international. It's everywhere from Africa, Asia, Australia, North America, South America, the Caribbean. It does not matter where you go. Years for the rest of our lives and years to come. Whenever, anytime someone says COVID-19 or coronavirus, everyone will know exactly what you're talking about. Everyone will know because we are all going through it. That is the difference. That is the difference. And so today on this podcast, I'm just here to tell you that you are not alone. We are all going through this. Everyone has a right to feel that the way that they're feeling. Okay. And we all have to figure out our different processes on how we are going to get through. We all have different decisions to make. We all have different things that are more important to us. There's so much going on, and we're continuing to live our day to day and try to figure out how to continue to move and press forward. Now, how many of us are going stir crazy? Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs right now. You know, you're over cleaning, you're over doing the home projects, you're over,
you know, doing whatever you want to do within your home. Now you're like, okay, what else is there to do? I feel like God is forcing us to see and appreciate the simple things in life, for us to realize the things that we don't need and to really tap into the things and the people that we do need. A lot of people are in situations right now where they are not in good home environments. So if you're in a good home and good, healthy and happy home environment, and it may be a little tense at times because you're locked up in the house, whether you're a single parent with you and your children, or you're married, or you're living with your significant other, where it may get a little tense. But at the end of the day, if you're in a happy, healthy relationship and home environment, that is a breath of fresh air. That's enough to tell God, thank you. You know what I'm saying? If you're waking up and you're not sick and you haven't been diagnosed with the coronavirus or any other illness, that's something to thank God for. If you still have a job, income coming in, and you're able to pay your bills, that's something to thank God for. You know what I'm saying? You're able to wake up with your family. You're able to have people in the home with you. That's something to thank God for. So we have to shift our focus and really focus in and hone in on the important things, the things that matter. You know, you have to get creative. If you're in a relationship, right, and you're used to going out on dates and stuff like that and going to restaurants, right? Guess what? We have to get creative in how we show each other love. So it's not, I'm going to take you out to a restaurant and we're going to enjoy ourselves and come home. No, you cook the dinner. You order takeout and you eat dinner at home. You make a picnic in your backyard or in your front yard, or make it a date night some kind of way. It's like now we're being forced to be creative. And unfortunately for a lot of people, this isn't a good time because they're not in happy, healthy environments. They are learning their significant other or spouse and realizing, damn, I don't think this is who I want to be with for the rest of my life. There are people right now who are planning their divorce as soon as the courts open up, because they're like, I can't live like this. I don't want to live like this. I am going to start taking ownership of my happiness and my life. Just like Spirit, the therapist, said today on Facebook, you have control over the experiences in your life. Wow. Let me tell y'all. That's why I said that lady is going to be my therapist. I'm speaking into existence. You have control over the experiences in your life. And that means that if something in your life does not look like how you want it to look like, especially when it's a choice. Okay. Do we understand that our family, who we are connected to by family, is not by choice, but who we develop relationships as far as friendships, romantic relationships, business relationships, those are all choices. So I cannot choose my mother and my father and my siblings and my aunts and my uncles and my cousins. I cannot choose them. But what I can choose is who I'm in a relationship with, who I'm in a romantic relationship with, who I communicate with, who my friends are. I can control those elements. I can control who those people are, right? A lot of people are in situations right now where they're doing a lot of self-analysis and realizations and saying, oh my gosh, this is not what I want my life to look like. You know, being in a pandemic will really make you think about what you want your life to look like and what's really important. How many of us are sitting there and realizing since March, when all of this started popping off, what's really important to us in our lives? I don't know about you, but I surely have. I don't know about you, but I surely most certainly have and definitely, absolutely have really understood and really realized what's important to me and what I'm going to get mad about and what I'm not going to get mad about and the things that, you know, bother me and things that don't. Yeah, that's what a pandemic will do to you. That's what it'll do for you. It will make you realize some stuff. And so I just want to come on this podcast today, and I'm not going to drag this out. And I just want to come on this podcast today to tell you that you are not alone. You have a right to feel and go through whatever emotion that you have to go through from a day to day, from a coping perspective And also from a realization perspective of reality, informing a realization of what your new normalized life will look like for you and for your family, right? You have a right to feel the way that you feel. And everybody's going through it. So get through whatever you have to get through mentally and start to understand and grasp and come to terms with what your new norm is. Love you. Chat soon.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.